Wisconsin's lieutenant governor travels the state, urging lawmakers to fully fund the Wisconsin GI Bill. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton says it's a matter of keeping our promise with veterans. State Senator Jim Sullivan, chair of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, stands beside Lawton on their four-city tour, urging lawmakers to restore their cuts to the Veterans Tuition Remission Program.
We are here today to tell our veterans that we will work to fund the Wisconsin GI Bill. We must honor those who have served not only with words, but with opportunity once they re-enter civilian life.
The lawmakers talked about restoring the measure to its original intent. But what does that mean? How should that be implemented? And how will it be funded? Representative Terry Musser chairs the Assembly Committee on Veterans Affairs. He says many lawmakers didn't quite understand the ramifications of the bill when they signed it, nor when they made the cuts.
If you go through the legislature when this bill passed, there probably weren't 10 people that knew the total ramifications of that proposal. And I think one of our points up here now is there aren't very many people that know the ramifications of the proposed changes.
Mark Grams, a county veteran service officer in the audience, questioned how the lawmakers couldn't know that there was no delimiting date on the benefit when, after passing the bill, they were slapping each other on the back, saying what a great benefit it is for all veterans of all times. The budget is now before a conference committee before going to the governor's desk. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.